episode number 4, getting back to what really matters with Mikayla White. Here we go, tribe.
This is the Kidman Tribe Podcast. We're helping you as children's pastors, volunteers, and leaders plan, create, and execute incredible life-changing kids' worship experiences at your church. With practical tips, coaching, training, and resources from the best in kids' ministry around the world. It's time to join the tribe.
Hey, everyone. This week's sponsor of the Kidman Tribe Podcast is Tom Bump and the Kids Ministry Collective Podcast. Tom is a great friend of 1230 Kids and a great friend of the Kidman Tribe Podcast. And I'm so excited to introduce you to what's happening over at the Kids Ministry Collective Podcast with Tom. So what is the Kids Ministry Collective Podcast? It's really all things kids ministry, training, equipping, talking about great new resources coming out. You're going to hear talking about the topics of the day. And I think you're going to love Tom if you haven't connected with him before. Tom's a great guy and really digs into some great training and equipping and resourcing. And so I want to encourage you, put that podcast on your list. They have new editions coming out every Monday, as well as the Kidman Tribe Podcast. I believe that we can never have enough of this in our life. So the more resourcing, training, equipping that we can get, it's so awesome. And so we'll tell you more about the Kid Ministry Collective Podcast here in just a moment. This week's episode on the show, I have Mikayla White. Mikayla White is the Chief Executive Officer of INCM, or the International Children's Pastors Network. You may also know them as the folks that bring Children's Pastors Conference. Children's Pastors Conference is a premier conference that happens at the beginning of January every year in Orlando. I mean, who doesn't want to go to Orlando in January, right? I mean, it's a great thing. I've been multiple times. Highly encourage you to go and check it out. Mikayla, for the past 15 years, has served in children's ministry and family ministries in various capacities. Her passion is to ensure that all leaders who serve kids and families have what they need to shape the church of today and tomorrow. You're going to hear that just come out in her heart in such an incredible way. And as leaders, I think it's a real challenge for us to be able to model that heart of God and get really back to what matters. Mikayla has such a heart to see leaders and children connected to God. Mikayla and I have a great conversation about getting back to what really matters in kids ministry, and I think you're not going to want to miss it. I'm excited to have her on the show today. You're going to love her and her incredible heart for God. She loves God and will encourage you in your relationship with God and encourage you to get back to what really matters in kids ministry today. Buckle your seatbelts and get ready for an incredible episode where I know your heart is going to be touched. This is one of those episodes that's a heart-touching moment. Share this podcast with every Kidman leader you know. Please help us get the word out. And thank you for being a part of the tribe. We'll jump in with Mikayla right after this.
Hi, my name is Tom Bump, and I'm the host of the Kid Ministry Collective Podcast. Over at our KMC podcast, we love talking everything kid ministry, from resources to books to different ministry thoughts and ideas and thought leaders. We would love for you to come check us out and take a listen to our podcast. New episodes drop every Monday, and we believe that it's an awesome conversation each and every week. Just wanted to say thank you to 1230 Media for letting us sponsor an episode and for being a part of the Kid Ministry Collective community and providing us some great resources over there too. So I hope you'll come check it out. Take a listen. Give us some thoughts. We would love to have you as part of the Kid Ministry Collective community and as a podcast listener. So God bless you. Have a great day.
Well, hello, everybody. It's Jason Noble, host of the Kidman Podcast, Kidman Tribe Podcast. We're so excited to have Mikayla White on today. Mikayla is one of my heroes. She's doing such a great job, really in one of the forefront organizations of training and equipping leaders. But more than that, she has such an incredible heart for God, the things of God, for discipling children. And I'm so glad that you're on with us today, Mikayla. Thank you for being on the Kidman Tribe Podcast.
That is so kind, Jason. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here with you.
Definitely. Tell us a little bit of your background, like, and what God is doing. If you have not heard of INCM or CBC Children's Pastors Conference, you got to go check it out. But tell us your heart. What's God put on your heart and your background? And just tell us about you.
Well, I am currently looking out at the patchy, snowy March of our Chicago weather here in Illinois. And I'm born and raised in Chicago. So that's go Cubs. Lou Malnati's pizza.
Pizza's the best there, I think.
That's right. That's right. You come visit, I'll get you the good pizza.
Right.
But my husband and I, we met when we were 12. We're both born and raised here in Chicago, and I'm married for 11 years, going on 12 now. Awesome. And we have two incredible little boys, Declan and Zeke, 8-year-old and almost 6-year-old. So that's our family. And I get to serve as the CEO of the International Network of Children's Ministry. And so my life, my mission is to come alongside children's and family ministry leaders, make sure they have what they need to champion the discipleship of kids and families. So that's when my feet hit the floor in the morning, what I'm going after. So
I love it. You know, and one of the things, CBC is one of your guys' main events that you do. It's for children's pastors.
Yes.
And one of the things that I've appreciated, I think you've been at INCM now for 5 years. Is that what I remember?
Going on eight.
Oh my goodness. Sorry.
Yep.
But one of the things that you've brought to Children's Pastors Conference is a depth of worship and a depth of really connecting leaders to God, the Father heart of God. And I just so appreciate that about what you bring. A national voice for leaders to experience God as much as they want their children to experience God. Can you speak to that just for a minute?
I think the best curriculum a child will ever experience is a thriving disciple of Jesus.
That's so good.
And so one of the things we're really committed to, really focused on, is the holistic development of the leader. And the main thing about that is their discipleship. And so you'll see that in everything we do. And at CPC, that really comes out in those main sessions. We take them to church because, I mean, well, let's be honest, so many of them don't get to attend services or be a part of corporate worship. And so, you know, we really value that. We start off with a prayer experience. Our first session is, God, we want your voice to be the loudest, most preeminent voice of this entire event. What do you have to say? And it just changes the entire atmosphere. So, that's where it comes from.
And I think you hit the nail on the head. It's an atmosphere. Like, it really sets the atmosphere. And even in like, I think it's a great example for children's leaders of how to set the atmosphere, even in their own classrooms or their own kids' church, or, you know, and to go in and realize that you set the atmosphere by prayer. You set the atmosphere by worship. I mean, that's so powerful. I mean, and you know, I, as a children's pastor, I used to go to CPC all the time and, you know, notice that it just wasn't that depth. And so you can really tell the difference on what God's brought. And they did a great job. So that's nothing to, it's just the depth of what you bring. And I mean, I just appreciate that about you. And, having a national voice to be able to speak to that. What are, from a national voice perspective, what are a couple of the things that God's really laid on your heart to say where I can influence a national movement of children's leaders? What are some of the, just a couple of things? And I know I'm throwing you off a little bit, I'm just curious.
No, that's good. You know, I think there's so many shoulds that are put on children's and family ministry leaders. This was true before the pandemic. It's certainly true in a post-2020 world. All of the things we should be doing, the things we should be prioritizing. And what God's really laid on my heart for our community is to go back to what's true, go back to what He has called us to do, to pay attention to the spaces He's called us into, and to really consider what He's saying. What is the voice of the Father saying to you about what your community needs? And I think with so much access to so many different opinions and perspectives, and not saying any of those things are bad, but sometimes those voices can really overwhelm what's right in front of us. And so my encouragement is you're the shepherd of the sheep in front of you. What are they saying? What do they need? And what is God speaking to you about what it means to lead them into this next season? Because if he's appointed you to that, he won't abandon you to it. He will speak to you through it. He will guide you through it. He'll give you the wisdom and discernment you need. And so I feel like God's really been stirring up in me just this call to remind us of what we know is true. I feel like that's kind of the voice God's laid on me, is that I believe it's 2 Peter in chapter 1 when he's like, I'm not telling you anything new. I'm just here to remind you of what you already know and what's true. Like, this is not new, but I do think we need to remember, in a world of shoulds and a lot of great information, sometimes you have to push the noise away and really seek his voice and look at what's in front of you. Do the next right thing for what's in front of you.
So. You know, you bring a really good point, and something that I encourage leaders with all the time is there's so much going on and so much noise that if you don't take time out, really that Sabbath idea, like you take time out, you take time to connect with God. Sabbath isn't just taking a nap. It's taking time to connect and time to say, okay, God, what do you have for me? What do you have for my kids? You're not responsible like, as a leader and children's ministry, you're not responsible for other cities. You're responsible right for where God has you. And so like, God, what is it that you have for me? What is it that I love that? And I think if I was to give you an award, you bring the biggest heart to the Kidman tribe. You have such a great
heart for God.
And so I think if we can cultivate that, right? I mean, like cultivate that kind of heart. I think that's so important. And I just want you to know, I appreciate that. So we always ask four questions when we are talking to national leaders. And I believe that we have one of the best on today. What is one issue that you hear children's leaders talking about? And what are your thoughts on how to solve that issue today?
Yeah, there's been a churn on two levels that children's ministry leaders around the world are dealing with. The shift, obviously, in the makeup of the church family post, you know, pandemic impact of, you know, families they thought would be around forever have moved on. And then they've got an influx of new families. So like there's that level of churn. But then in either staff team or volunteer team, and both, there's been a churn there too. Yeah. And so what they're navigating is, you know, a relational, hey, what happened here? Why did we lose them? What's bringing in the new people? There's a lot of questions there. And then on the team level, they're experiencing quite a deficit of volunteers to show up to accommodate for the influx. So I think paying attention to that stress and paying attention not only to like the practical level of what that's doing to them, from logistics to actually being able to safely lead a Sunday, to also the emotional and the relational impact that has had too, of people I thought that would be with me to the end are no longer here. You know, so there are multiple layers that I think we're walking with leaders, you know, internationally through the impact of that churn.
And I think you bring up a good point, walking through it, right? Like processing through. You can't just pretend it hasn't happened. You know, I mean, like the grieving, like you mentioned, of people that aren't there anymore, you know, I mean, and volunteers that are listening today, thank you for still showing up. There's going to be volunteers that are listening. Thank you for holding in there and really hanging the line, you know, hanging in there in such a hard time. You know, it really is an unprecedented time. And I think with that churn, it gives us an ability to put some new things that we've been trying to put into practice. So there's not, it's not all negative. I think it's a rethinking of how we do things.
And I think one of the things that we have to really encourage right now is, as much as we want to be able to really quickly move on solving the problems, I think it's something where we have to really remember pacing out our expectations. Is going to be really important right now. We'll live or die by our expectations, not only of the circumstance, but of ourselves. and what we can accomplish as we move through this. So that's going to be critical.
And that requires us to look at what we do and ask the question, is what we're doing the most effective way to do it? I mean, if you have ministries in your church that you've known you needed to cut for a long time, this might be that moment where
you
do it and
really let some things go.
Let some things go. Mm-hmm. And I love what you said about expectations. We live or die by our expectations. I think it's so true. And, you know, and you can look around, and I think it's easy to fall also into the sin of comparison, looking at what other leaders might be having and, you know, where you're at. And I think it's just a matter of like, okay, God, I'm going to grow where I'm planted. I'm not going to look at other people. I'm not going to, you know, there's strategies. One strategy that comes to my mind when it comes to recruiting is very simple. Pray to the Lord of the harvest to bring the right people, you know?
Absolutely.
It's his ministry. It's his ministry, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I love what you said, though. Expectation will either live or die by our expectation. Leaders, you need to write that down. It's so true. So what do you think that there's one, what's one thing leaders can do to execute better children's experiences in these moments?
You know, we did a survey last spring with millennial parents of faith on what, you know, what they were processing about their relationship and their child's relationship, not only with Jesus, but with the church in a post 2020 world. And when we asked them about, what they were looking at when it came to their commitment, like what they were processing through and committing to a church. The first thing that rose to the top was like theological alignment and preaching, like that what was being said from the pulpit wasn't grading against their core values and their beliefs. That was number one, which I think we would all expect. But the next main thing they were looking at was the children's ministry. And what they value in the in children's ministry is not what we think it is.
I would love to hear, love to tell me what do they value?
Okay. So I think we can sometimes in this world misprioritize what we think they're prioritizing, like that the program is awesome, their kids are, you know, having fun, that you know, they've got slides in the environment, all of that
stuff,
that they're looking for those things. They're not looking at those things. They're looking at the word we use to encapsulate all of their the responses was this idea of ethos. Like they're looking at how it feels to be a part of that family. Like top four things they valued was being known, and not that their kid is famous, just simply that you know their name.
Yep.
That you take an interest in their child when they come through the door. They value communication. Like they want to know what's happening today. What is Jason going to be learning about in children's ministry today? What's happening? And they value being in relationship with the children's ministry leader. They value having someone in their child's lives who's invested in their relationship with Jesus. They want mentors around their kids. So they're looking for family. And we know that's always been true of millennials. If you paid attention to any millennial research related to faith, they've always wanted authentic family relationships in that environment. And right now with millennials being the largest group of parents of the kids in children's ministry right now, they're looking for the same thing for their kids.
Wow.
And so I think one of those things that we can do to execute on better children's ministry experiences is don't worry about maybe some of the things you're worried about. Invest in with your team, with your volunteers, what it looks like to make these families a part of the family.
I love that. And really, you're talking about a cultural, like how do you build culture in your kids' ministry?
Because
You know, when you're talking about the ethos, you, what you feel, like you can walk in the door and automatically get a feeling. Like the minute they walk in the door, right? And so what's the unspoken curriculum? What's the feeling? And it would be interesting for children's leaders and people to even ask and do a little bit of survey. What are people feeling like when we walk in the door?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think ask a new person. Like, have you accidentally created an insider environment?
Yes.
Right? Like where when a new family who's visiting walks in the door, you know, are they able to easily find their place at the table, or is it built for someone who knows where the utensil drawer is in the kitchen?
Even the language, you know? Like we were pastoring a church in St. Louis that had a lot of insider language, like, hey, we have this great chili feed, and nobody knew what it meant. Like, or they had a ministry called XYZ. You know, I go, what is XYZ? Nobody knows. It was a widow's ministry, but nobody, I mean, even our language of, are we using insider language? You know,
and
we may know what it means and we may think it's cute and think it works, but, you know, do other people? And that's the question.
Right.
I mean, that's what you're really building, you know? And I think to be prepared for a brand new set of people coming into your church, which is going to happen, I believe, you know, where maybe you've had people that have left. Now you're thinking, okay, we've got a whole new set. We have to be ready for this or we don't keep them. You know, that is so cool. Where do people find, do you have that published, that survey? Where do people, where can people find that? Or
so it is available to, so if you're an INCN member, it's available in our resources library, and we've put in alongside it pre-populated survey questions and question types, like if they were going to do their own survey with their own community of parents. We've equipped them to do all of that, so you could you can become a member, and it's all there for free in the resource library.
Tell me how that works, the membership, like where, because I think that's a great resource for our leaders.
So INCM is a network, and so we give you the opportunity to become a member, and it gives you access to all that we have to offer, both on desktop and on our mobile native app. And it's all of our courses, all of our online events, the archive of all of our webinars, resources we've curated. We have over 100 ministry partners that we connect with, and their resources are, there's resources from them that are available there in the library. And then the best part, I think, is connecting with other members of the network. Yeah. And using, I mean, they're each other's best resource. So being able to connect them to each other is my favorite part of it. So you can go to incm.org and get connected to membership there.
We really are a tribe. Like that, when God put that name on the, you know, on my heart for this podcast, like it, we're a tribe of people, no matter where you go. If you're a kids person, like you're automatically connected. And so getting connected in the networks like INCM and, you know, sharing even this podcast with your volunteers and your readers. And, you know, I mean, we're one tribe. We speak the same language. Right. We have the same feelings. We all deal with the same things. And I think that's such a great tool. So INCM.org. What's one thing you would like children's leaders to know today? I know we've talked a little bit about some of this stuff, but to really wrap it in, what's the one thing that you're like, man, I wish children's leaders knew this, or this would like to speak to them?
Can I say two things?
Of course.
Okay. And I'll try to be succinct. Okay. First, I think we just have to all recognize that all of our kids have experienced what is called a collective trauma.
Yes.
Okay. And so it is critically important right now that as we are inviting teams of people back to serve kids and families, that we are equipping them to really build healthy connections to today's kids.
Yep.
And so that requires investing in trauma competent, trauma informed care of kids, because they're going to be talking with their behaviors. They're going to be having some interesting attachment experiences, like depending on how lockdown was for them, we're all seeing it. And so I think we need to know there's resources out there and training out there that can really help us to help our teams not get frustrated with what they're experiencing, and maybe how different it feels. So we need to, there's a big difference between having a safe children's ministry and having a children's ministry where kids feel safe.
Totally. And I think the trauma is ongoing with this issue in Ukraine. Yes. Kids are like, this is the first kind of war that has been shown on TV. Like if kids wanted to turn it on and watch what's happening, I mean, even processing through that, like it's, I mean, the trauma didn't stop with COVID. I mean, the minute we got done with that, now we're into this situation. And I think you're absolutely right. People are shell-shocked and kids are shell-shocked. I mean, so I love that.
Yeah. Okay. The second thing I would say is it's more of like a caution that I see rising today just because of how our world is. And I really want to caution us to react to a reactive posture around culture today. And to be very careful that we're not building or responding or communicating from a place of being against the places that we're in. Yes. And against, I think it's so much more important for us to be known by what we are for.
Yes.
And we are for the name of Jesus. We are for the kingdom of God. We are for our kids thriving and flourishing in the life that he has invited them into. We do not need to be speaking from a place of negative and a place of anti all the time.
Exactly.
And so I think we can provide a much more hope-filled message, not naive. And I'm not being Pollyanna, and I'm not being, you know, rose-colored glasses, but we can all see what's happening around us.
Yep.
But I think we can also be very confident in God's words that there's nothing new under the sun.
Yep.
This should not be shocking to us, but we have been given so much that we are for. Right. And I really believe that that's an important posture for us to take as children's ministry leaders as we guide families and kids into the future, that they know what they are for, not what they're against.
Well, I think the thing that comes to my mind when you say that is one of the biggest things we're for is loving each other well. And
that's
I think that's where we have to start. I mean, when you think about what God said, love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, if we can teach people to love well and get back to that point, then especially our kids, like, hey, no matter what you think or what your opinion is, we love you. And you know, that whole idea, I think that really changes the atmosphere. And, you know, I love that concept of be about what we're for. And so one of the last things as we get ready to wrap up, I want to encourage leaders to make your way to CPC. CPC happens now in 2023. Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, I know we're early, but get it on your calendar. Tell us about it.
Yeah, CPC is just this absolutely incredible gathering of leaders from around the world who are really passionate about the discipleship of kids and families. We gather for 3 days together in Orlando, Florida in January. So for those of us up north, that's super awesome.
Yeah.
We're meeting at Disney's Coronado Springs Resort, and we spend 3 days in worship and in God's word. And there's breakouts for you to get training and development in. There's a resource center the size of Target for you to get connected to tools and ideas and solutions in. There's coaching with ministry leaders who can help you get unstuck. And then just being in the halls with other leaders like you and building those lifelong friendships. It's so special. So special. And
when the tribe gets together, it's a party.
It really is. Disney. So can I tell you something that was so cool? This was our first time back at Disney in a while. And their staff told us that, serving our event that week felt like a taste of heaven.
Wow. I mean, that, like, if you just put anything, I mean, that's the bow, right? I mean, you're like, you'd be like, we have completely done what God called us to do.
It was so special to me to hear that, because it just meant they got to experience the beauty of what happens when God's people gather together that way and agree together to prioritize the most important things. And they were the benefited from that. As the ones, you know, taking out the trash and serving us coffee and, you know, opening doors. And they were blessed by that. So
I promise you, they don't say that about everybody. I mean, they probably hardly say that.
They told us that they told us this is not normal, but we had such a great time with your people. And that meant everything to me.
Totally. So, well,
it's you because set the best people on the planet.
Totally. You guys set the culture right. And you can feel it the minute you walk in. So I want to encourage children's leaders. You'll find out more information on incm.org. Put it on your calendar. Mm-hmm. When is it? Do you have the date yet?
Yes, January. Am I confusing it with this past year? I think it's 10th through the 12th.
Okay. So that's your job, children's leaders. Go find out on their website exactly when it is. But put it on your calendar and
Yes, it's 10th through the 12th.
Okay, cool. Hey, listen, sometimes we just have to Google. There's too many dates to remember.
Right.
Kayla, thank you so much. Such a blessing to our tribe, such a blessing to the kingdom. Will you pray for our leaders before we go?
Yeah, absolutely. Father, thank you for my sisters and my brothers who are listening. God, I thank you for the way that you made them. You know them. You appointed them and anointed them for the role that they are in. God, I pray today that they would move forward in power, that they would let your voice be the loudest, that they would remember you're the only one with naming rights. Yours is the only expectation that matters. And you are so kind. You don't leave us alone. You don't abandon us to what you've called us to. I pray that they would grow in their confidence in you, that your word would be their nourishment, that it would feed and build every cell in their being, God. I ask that you would help them to release what isn't theirs to hold. I pray that you would help them to release the expectations they've placed on themselves that are not from you. And I pray that as they move forward and champion the discipleship of kids and families, that you would go ahead of them, that they would know you're behind them and you're before them. I pray that you would provide for them, that they would know that you already have what they need on the way. God, I ask that as they keep leaning forward, we know that this is a battle. We are not naive to the fact that we are on the front lines of a battle for the kingdom and darkness is fighting for space. God, I pray that you would help them to remember to put their armor on, that they would not go out of their door without seeking you, without putting on all that you have to offer them. God, I pray that they would surround themselves with fellow believers to speak back and forth the truth to one another. God, most of all, I pray that you would bless them this week with the opportunity to see the fruit of their labor, that they would be encouraged by it and know that you are doing with it more than they could ever ask or imagine. Thank you, God, for inviting us into this incredible ministry. Thank you that we get to serve kids and families. And we pray that you would take the work of our hands, bless it, and use it for your glory. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Hey, if your eyes were open during that, while that prayer happened, I'm at a hotel and they were trying to come in to do housekeeping. So I had to open my eyes and tell them to wait. So, it is kids ministry. It's what happens. So
that's right. Kayla,
thank you so much. We'd love to have you on again. And we'll be in touch. And kids leaders, go and do what God's called you to do. Love your community. And we so appreciate everything you do. Thanks again.
Hey, everyone. I just want to remind you about the grand opening special going on at 1230 Kids right now. You are not going to want to miss it. That special is still going on. It's all of our ready-made media with a monthly subscription of 50% off. And you're not gonna wanna miss this opportunity. There's games, there's countdowns, there's all kinds of great mini movies. There are basically every tool that you need in an unlimited monthly subscription that's half off. And not only is it half off right now, it's half off for the life of the product. And so I wanna encourage you, that means every year you'll renew at that same price. It is an incredible deal and an incredible resource. It's only gonna be around for a limited time, so you don't wanna miss out on this opportunity. We're gonna tell you more about it right now.
Hey guys, I wanted to let you know about a huge grand opening sale going on right now at 1230kids.com. 1230 Kids is our kids ministry brand. bringing you ready-made media, custom media, and training for your kids' worship experiences. We're letting the first 100 subscribers that use our code FIRST100 get our entire ready-made kids library for 50% off the normal price. Jump on it quick as it is filling up very fast. Just go to 1230kids.com/go. That's 1230kids.com/go. Sign up for our annual plan and enter the code FIRST100 at checkout to make our annual plan drop from $396 a year down to $198 a year. Also, this code will allow you to be grandfathered in at 50% off every single year you renew. So it's 50% off for life for you at 1230kids.com/go. Again, it's only the first 100 subscribers that use this code. Go to 1230kids.com/go, sign up for our annual plan, and enter the code FIRST100 at checkout. That's 1230kids.com/go.
We would love to hear from you. What are some of the thoughts, questions, ideas you would like to hear more about? You can submit your thoughts and questions to thekidmintribe.com/mailbag. And be sure to share this podcast with everyone you know.
Wow. I hope you were so encouraged today by Michaela and just the whole podcast. My prayer is that you reconnect with God and that you're connected and that you're growing deeper and getting really back to what matters when it comes to kids ministry. What a great reframe and rethought process of what that looks like. And especially in our lives, to be challenged to be leaders who show our relationship and our connection to God. Hey, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and become an official part of the tribe. You can also find the podcast on Apple, Google, anywhere where you find podcasts. And do me a favor, will you share that with everyone you know? Our goal is to equip and help and resource, and I just so appreciate that. On YouTube, you can just search Kidman Tribe Podcast and you can find us. You can also listen, like I said, on iTunes or Google or anywhere else. Like us on Facebook at 1230 Kids and be sure to share this with everyone you know. You can also find our website at thekidmintribe.com, where all of these episodes are archived. We have a bi-weekly blog that you'll want to check out and some other great Kidman Tribe swag that you can get for your volunteers and leaders. I'm going to be wearing that here in a couple of weeks, and I think that you'll love it. Thank you for being a part of the Kidman Tribe podcast. If you have any questions or input for the future Kidman Tribe podcast topics, I would love to hear from you. We want to talk about that. We want to answer those questions. Anything that you're just saying, man, I need help with this. We're here to help you. We're your partners in ministry, and we love you and we believe in you. And so you can submit your ideas and questions to the Kidman Tribe mailbag by going to kidmintribe.com/mailbag. Hey, in 2 weeks on the show, I'll welcome Dave and Jess Ray from Doorpost Songs. Dave and Jess are worship leaders from Houston, Texas, and the founder of Doorpost Songs, a ministry that creates scripture-based worship songs and resources for the home. They've been in ministry together since college and have served on church staff for 16 years. What I love is they're in the trenches with us. So they're going to give some really great tools and topics and training for people that are doing ministry right alongside of us. They've nearly released 40 scripture songs and have a growing collection of kid-friendly versions of some of today's most popular worship music. They're passionate about supporting both ministry leaders and parents by providing them with excellent scripture-based resources to raise up a new generation of worshipers. On the podcast, we really dig into the importance of equipping and raising kids to serve in the church and what that looks like. You're not going to want to miss it. That's 2 weeks from today. In the meantime, hey, you, hello, you. If you're feeling down, if you're feeling discouraged, I want you to be encouraged today. Thank you for what you do. It matters so much. And sometimes it's easy to feel overlooked. It's easy to feel like we're in the shadows. And I want to tell you, you have one of the most important jobs in the church, raising up this generation of kids. Thank you again for joining me today. I hope you're encouraged. I want you to know you're loved, you're appreciated, and what you do changes lives for eternity. Listen to me when I say it. You're loved, you're appreciated, and what you do changes lives for eternity. Get that down in your heart today. I'm your biggest fan. I'm cheering you on always. You are my heroes. Go get them, tribe. We'll see you next time on the Kidman Tribe Podcast.
The Kidman Tribe podcast is a production of 1230 Kids. For show notes, archive episodes, and more free resources for your kids' ministry, visit kidmantribe.com.